you know I got it. Come and get it. Who's your daddy? Who's your baby? Who's your buddy? Who's your friend? And who's the one guy that you come running to when your little life starts tumbling?
Enemy is approaching fast, requesting orders. General, what should we do?
No response from command. Or from party leader Creedy. Or from the High Chancellor.
Why are you doing this?
Because he was right.
About what?
That this country needs more than a building right now. Needs hope.
Those who make peaceful revolution impossible will make violent revolution inevitable. Inevitable.
People should not be afraid of their governments. Governments should be afraid of their people.
Is it common sense to allow your activist judges to ignore your history, your culture, your Declaration of Independence, and every other founding document to remove God from public life? And endowed by their creator with certain inalienable rights, their creator, not the ACLU, not the will of the atheist, or the anti-Americans that sit on the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals in San Francisco. Separation of church and state, yes. Separation of God from public life, never intended by your founding fathers. Is it common sense that the very political party who claims to be the party of the people and shouts, "We will bring change," consistently stops all common sense legislation to secure your borders, establish workplace verification, and stop taxpayer money for illegals? They call themselves progressive global thinkers. We had another word for them in 1776. We call them traitors. This happened all once before. 232 years ago, it led to revolution and thousands of dead in the streets. It will happen again unless you take back America now.
I hope we have once again reminded people that man is not free unless government is limited. There's a clear cause and effect here that is as neat and predictable as the law of physics. As government expands, liberty contracts.
From my cold, dead hands.
Only an aroused citizenry will turn this uncommon sense around. And he or she who does nothing now is helping them to destroy America. My name is Thomas Paine, and I approve of this message. I only hope to God you will too.
Colonized America, we will stand for tyranny. Oh, he. And it's too late to apologize. It's too late. I said it's too late to apologize. It's too
late. Join that sexy thing for living way out here on the Survival Circle Network. Yep, Amy's back on weeknights except Wednesday from 8 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time with an hour of trivia, fun, and interesting stories. Join her for living way out here.
City. funny business?
Welcome to the Shooting Bench on Survival Circle
you over
Radio.
There, stop.
Keeping you informed on guns, news, politics, guns, survival, preparedness, and guns. The tyrant is holding our country hostage, and our freedom is at stake. It's time to take a stand and tell the tyrant we will not comply. Join me now in the never-ending fight against tyranny, right here on the Shooting Bench. Alrighty, here we are. Welcome to the Shooting Bench. It's Wednesday. It's the 14th of January. And, wait a minute, make sure I'm turned on here. Well, make sure my mic's turned on. And let's see who all is in the chat room here tonight. I'm having a little bit of trouble. There we go. Look like there's not quite as long a delay tonight, hopefully. There, everything is getting up there. I'm running just a couple of minutes behind, so I'm hustling and trying to get everything going here. Hopefully we'll be running smoothly here in a few seconds. But okay, I think we're just about there. We have Yakima Glock made it. He's getting to be a pretty regular fixture. Let's see, handful of anonymous there. T-Dog, Rights at Risk, Northwest Heavy, Mr. and Mrs. LB. Minnie, Iowa Cat.
The family of a local pizza delivery woman
is
begging
stop.
For help and finding
Why
the robber
do
who
do
shot
this?
Her in the face.
The victim now facing a long and painful
Let's
recovery.
See if we can get this to stop.
Disfigured.
Here.
News Channel 5's Jamel Lanay has the story new at 5:30.
Come on.
For Don
and
Cooper,
could change once state representative wants to get rid of the existing law that requires a license to carry a handgun. RTV6 State House reporter Katie Hines joins us live to explain why.
Erica, Representative Jim Lucas says there's a large increase in the number of people who are applying for licenses to carry handguns,
not only here in Indiana, but across the nation.
And he calls
bit.
That process burdensome and
up.
Says it's something that gun owners shouldn't have to go through. State law currently requires a person to have a license in order to carry a handgun in their car or on themselves. That would change under Lucas's bill. As a result, several Class A and Class B misdemeanors would also be eliminated. Handgun license application fees range from $10 for 4 years to $50 for a lifetime license. The money collected from handgun license application fees goes into the state's general fund. And state analysts...
Okay, if you're not going to play nice, you're just going to have to go away. All right, I hate these things. Rights at Risk, Amy is having a hard time tonight. She's had her dental work done today and having a little bit of a hard time. She's in there resting and reading, and she's not feeling real chipper. Now, whether she'll be with us tomorrow night or not is anybody's guess. We'll see what happens between now and then. All right, well, I know it, T-Dog. That happens to me all the time. Let's see if we can get with these ones that won't so rudely interrupt us. And for those of you that I didn't mention, welcome in to the Shooting Bench. Anyway, I'm glad to see you in here with me tonight. So, in no particular order, we've got several things that's relatively important. We have some of you may have seen this in the news. It just came up today. Oxford University has warned authors not to write about bacon and pork and pigs and stuff for fear that it will hurt the feelings of somebody. Offend a raghead there. And I wish I had some intelligent or clever little thing to say about this, but it just completely astounds me that we even need to talk about this, that it's even in the news. It's not the university itself, it's the university press. And it's the largest one in the world, and it's warned its authors not to mention...
The largest university press in the world has warned its authors not to mention pigs or pork in their books to avoid offending Muslims and Jews. Oxford University Press explained that their books must take into consideration other cultures of the world and must avoid mentioning pigs or anything else which could be perceived as pork, according to the International Business Times. Alex Sawyer, The Washington Times.
All right, well, I'll just let her tell it. There, I think I got it stopped now. Anyway, she laid it out there pretty well for you. So what do y'all suggest? How do you deal with this? We gripe about it every day. Every single day. We haven't missed a day for a while. That there's not a school that's making kids wear burkas or something, or a university that won't let you write, say certain words, the one restaurant quit cooking bacon because it offended somebody. I mean, where does this end? And what is to be done about it? Sitting around on the chat room griping somehow doesn't seem to be doing any good. I'm asking this question seriously because I don't know what to do. We Iowa Cat, you know, I'm okay with that, but how do we boycott Oxford Press? Do you really think there's enough of us out there that care that would make any difference on them? What do you do? I don't think that Doc and B2 and everybody, thank you, and I'll tell Amy that y'all are thinking about it. I appreciate all that. And rights at risk, but you know, I'm a big fan of boycotting. You know, I'm good with that. But how do you? Amy can hear me, I guess, back here in the bedroom. I talk kind of loud anyway. She's wondering if Piggly Wiggly's going to have to change their name. Y'all heard of the Piggly Wiggly, the supermarkets? I haven't seen one of those in quite a while, but I guess there's still some around. Are they going to have to change their name? There's a chain of restaurants in southeast Texas bound down there called the Pig Stand. Are they going to have to change their name? Does that offend somebody? I think that's a safe place to be. I think the Pig Stand is a great place to go eat because I'm thinking that there's probably not a whole lot of camel jockeys are going to be in there. Maybe that's what we ought to do, his name. Okay, Pumpkin Cat, I see what you're saying there, but let me ask you. Burkas offend you. How is it that there's churches and courthouses and buildings and companies, businesses and stuff all over the country? One person complains. Well, I've asked you this before. One person gripes about it. One person is offended. And they change stuff. What about the several hundred or several thousand or several dozen around there that are not offended, that are offended by taking something away, changing something, whatever? Why is it that one person or a small handful of people have this voice? LB Sand, okay, I got it. Not too much. We have no voice unless we stand in force. And I'm sorry, Iowa Cat said that. And LB Sand, not much longer before I step off the porch. Okay, what's the catalyst? What's the key word? What's the password there? What's the secret handshake? When is it time to step off the porch? Are we to a point where because we're offended with all this that we dive off the porch and start blazing away? I don't think anybody's willing to take that step yet. And rights at risk, maybe that's the answer. Maybe people are just too afraid to stand up. And you know, all of you are right to a degree. T-Dog says you accept the handwriting on the wall for what it is. You just keep preparing because it's going to get ugly before it gets any better. They're already taking people away for no reason. They're already taking kids away. They're already, you know, we talked about the armored vehicle that completely, absolutely, 100% destroyed a family's home because of a DWI. It wasn't even a drug bust or anything. It was just a simple DWI. DUI, as they call it in some parts of the country. Completely, totally destroyed the house. It had to be torn down, started, or they had no place to live. The family was homeless over a freaking DUI. So, yeah. They're going to get worse before they get any better. How much worse can we take it? We're to a point right now, and I sound like a broken record because I say every once in a while I get off on these little rants, and I don't understand why we are where we are. And how come this... don't update right now, please. Okay. What is the... where is that point of no return? Where is that point where people are willing to risk their own safety, their homes, their bank accounts, their reputations, their relationships? And I'm just completely at a loss to figure out how far we're going to go with this. But there, Northwest Heavy says they have a pig and pancake restaurant up there. Okay, that's a safe place to eat. I think that's okay. You know, we're B2, okay. I'm good with that. But it doesn't seem to be the... Yeah, pumpkin cat. What was the step-off point for Europe? Well, as I recall, and Doc's in there with us. Doc probably has a better handle on this than I do. But I reckon it was when they started rounding people up. When they started, I don't know. And that's it takes my breath away to think that one lonely person can come up and say, I don't like that. It offends me. Would it not be the right time for the other 700 employees at a company to say, no, don't take that down. It will offend me if you remove it. It offends me that this person doesn't like that. It offends me because, you know, they get the right to pray to whoever it is they pray to, and we get in trouble for it. That offends the hell out of me. So why is that? And Pumpkin Cat, you know what? That's one of the hardest things about preparing. I've thought about this a lot. We don't even know what we're preparing for. We don't know. Everybody says, okay, it'll be when they start taking the guns away. Well, that's already happened in some places, and nothing happened yet. It'll be when the monetary system, financial system collapses. It'll be when the UN soldiers come here. It'll be this, it'll be that. We don't even have any idea what we're preparing for right now. We can get all the guns and ammo and spam and MREs in the country. We don't even know at this point if we're going to have to throw it all up in in a backpack and go on foot, or if we're going to be able to stay in our home areas, or, you know, we don't have any idea. We are at this point just running around like chicken with a head cut off here. Catapon, you are, I think, who used to be Forks. I just got your package off today. I'm sorry, we had some snow and had, when I was going to do it day before yesterday, I was had a bunch of, it was snowing and raining like crazy, and I didn't want to stop. I had a bunch of wafer board in the back of the truck, and I didn't want to stop and let it get soaked, so I let it go, and then the snow kept on all night and all the next day, and I didn't go to town, so I just got it in there today. And I apologize for that. But and also that barrel has not arrived yet either. So I'll get you a tracking number for that here later on tonight. I've got it handy there. So anyway, let's get off of that deal there. There's a part of the story being left out on this airliner that crashed the other day. They said that they've retrieved the black box, and they said that they, I forgot how she worded it, but it, apparently they have found out what it's on there, what the words that were on there, but they haven't wanted to share that on TV yet, at least not on CNN. So according to Yahoo News, now I would consider Yahoo News to be fairly reputable. I mean, it's not a satire site or something. I think they report, you know, as they believe that it is true. Let me see here. Looks like there's an update here. Yahoo News sourced this version of the article to the New Straits Times Online, went to the website and found the original article. It turns out Yahoo News left something very important out. Analyzing the recording while listening to their final words, like Allah Akbar, repeatedly give the investigators goosebumps. It is as if we can feel them when the last words said before they died, referring to his experience analyzing black boxes from past crashes. Okay, this is a new update. This was an updated since we started the show. So, apparently they originally said that the last words on the black box were Allah Akbar. But apparently that may not be true. They was describing something else here. So, we'll see. Maybe the real news will come out here. So, we'll just leave that where it is for right now. I don't want to start this one here yet. Let me go ahead and take a break and get these things in order here a little bit. I'm kind of disordered, out of sequence here because I was running a little bit late this evening. So why don't we take a little break here, and when we get back, we've got to start another story here. I'm going to move that out of there because I don't like it anymore. Let's put this in here. We haven't heard that for a little while.
I'll be back.
Criminals prefer an unarmed public. Our nation's worst crime statistics and most horrific recent events have taken place in areas that are known to be no-carry zones for law-abiding citizens. There's a reason schools make such good targets for gun violence. Only the criminal will be armed.
I had to chuckle because then I noticed he had
the largest university press in the world has warned its authors not to mention pigs or pork in their books to avoid offending Muslims and Jews.
It's about the weapons, the guns. Where did the killer get them?
They're shocked at how easy it is to purchase a gun.
It is simply too easy to obtain a firearm.
While the gun is considered an instrument of war by many, to me it is clearly an instrument of peace and of liberty. The gun promotes peace in the hands of peaceful people. The gun has no mind of its own, it has no morals, and it has no conscience. In the same moment that the gun takes a life, it can be saving one and not be able to distinguish the difference. The gun and its use, for good or for evil, is solely at the discretion of its bearer.
It took me a good 45 seconds to realize that this man wasn't there to commit a robbery. He wasn't there for a hit. He was there to simply shoot as many people as he possibly could.
The gun levels the playing field when confronted by larger men, armed men, multiple attackers, and tyrannical governments. The right of self-preservation, the right to possess that gun, was afforded me by my maker and is non-negotiable. It is not up for consideration or discussion by any man or group of men on this earth. The right to bear arms is what protects my other rights, and considering the source of that right, it cannot and will not be taken away or disguised as some watered-down compromise. Few rights that man is born with, and it has been that way since the dawn of time. The Constitution of the United States enumerates those rights for us, and the protection that it affords us is comforting. However, the Constitution has been ignored, gagged, whisked away to an office full of men that have taken pleasure in violating her, leaving her torn and bleeding, unable to help herself. People that were appointed stewards over her have been neglectful. They have been lured into complacency and have inadvertently turned a blind eye towards this criminal act. We, the people, have been distracted. We were promised safety and protection by the very men that have perpetrated this vile deed. Without the support and protection of free men, dedicated, patriotic Americans, the Constitution is truly nothing more than a piece of paper.
Remember real clear years ago in the swamps of South Georgia, cane pole and crossman in my hands, all I needed to be growed up. Made ice cream and barbecue and the family on Friday nights. 10-lane Ram on Saturday, right before the morning light. Came a time I was old enough and I learned about the gun. And every night at supper time, I answered to what I'd done. Hooks today, but forgot about the way it used to be. They got no respect and no cold steel, just games on TV. A burning hell before I sailed. It's high time we embrace the tool that keeps all men free.
We have a message for those that would take our guns away, whomever they may be. From whatever country, whatever unconstitutional faction they may belong to, please understand that we have had everything taken from us that we are willing to surrender. Some of us have been shooting since before many of you were born. Many of us were trained by the same people that trained you, and some of us, through years of experience, know tricks that they haven't taught you yet. Think of your families and your future with them as we have done. We have decided that our future and that of our children cannot and will not be without freedom. We are willing to die to defend those God-given rights if need be. The question that each of you must ask yourselves, are you willing to die to take them away?
From Hillary Clinton, from Barbara Boxer, Dianne Feinstein, from a whole gaggle of numbnuts who would try to tell me they will dictate where, how, and if I can defend myself. I find that preposterous. I find it unacceptable, and I will not accept it. I am a free man. Don't tread on me.
She's back. Miss Amy is back with an all-new Living Way Out Here on the Survival Circle Network. Join Amy for an uplifting hour of fun on Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday evenings at 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on Survival Circle.
When they stopped to make their play, and the swiftness of the Ranger is still talked about today. Texas red and not cleared leather, for a bullet fairly ripped, and the Ranger's aim was deadly with the big iron on his hip, big iron on his hip.
Okay, I'm back. Let's see if we can do a little better in the second half of the show here. All right, real quickly, remind everyone that our Counter-Strike class is coming up on the 24th of January. The next one that we have scheduled is the Battlefield Medic class coming up 27th to 28th of February. We're going to try to get a couple of local classes in before that. Most of you would probably not be interested in, but people in this part of the Southwest may want to jump in on some of them. But okay, interesting little concept here that somebody has come up with. And before you jump in here and start telling how stupid it is, let's look at a couple of different things here. I'm going to play devil's advocate here a little bit. I don't do that very often. But appears like there's a new company here that is all set to start selling fake guns and holsters to people that want to appear to be armed but don't want to go through the actual hassle of owning and training with a firearm. Now, there's a little sarcastic sentence here. It says, we all know that you just strap a firearm to your body and all the trouble will magically leave you alone forever. Okay, let's analyze that one sentence there just a little bit before we get too far with it. If you basically almost never, I mean almost never, like 99.9999% of the time, you never hear of people open carrying getting attacked. For all the stuff that people say, for all the problems and all the liabilities and all the stuff people say about open carrying, how it makes you a target, now all this BS. How many times have you B2? Keep that question in mind. We're getting there. How many times have you heard of someone open carrying actually being attacked? I can think of all the news stories that I get, which is considerable. As long as I've been talking about this kind of stuff, which is almost 10 years, I have heard of exactly one. And that was in Wisconsin prior to their concealed carry law. Now, do I think open carrying is for everyone? Of course not. Of course it's not. It requires a whole different mindset to carry openly all the time. It is definitely not for everyone. I do it all the time, but I live, eat, breathe, sleep this stuff. It's not a political statement. It's not to keep up with the Joneses. It's all me. I don't care what anybody else does. But I've seen a lot of people that can say the same thing, and then they
I watch them standing in line at places. I watch them when they're around people, and their weapon retention attitude, mindset sucks. If someone was to take a notion to take their gun away from them, it would be very simple. So I'm going to try to keep up with the chat room because I know there's going to be a lot of comments here concerning this topic. Now, Iowa Cat, I'm not sure why you disagree with open carry, but like I said, it's definitely not for everybody. I'll never try to talk anybody into open carrying. I try to talk a lot of people out of it sometimes because they just flat don't have the mindset. They don't have the attitude for it. They may not have the physical, stature for it. Let's see. That's funny, B2. If you're not physically prepared to ward off an attack on your gun, you probably shouldn't be carrying openly. If you don't have the reflexes and the strength and the awareness to ward off an attack on you or your gun because you're carrying a gun, then you definitely don't want to carry openly. I mean, that's obvious. You don't do it. I see so many old men here, 75 years old, can hardly get around still open carrying. I'm not going to tell them not to, but I think they're wrong. Well, rights at risk, I'm not going to say that that's not true. You know, there's, like I said, it takes a... everything else on your mind, everything takes second place. It takes a back seat to that weapon when you're open carrying. These old men, these older guys here that are, you know, they're half crippled, just barely getting around, and they're wearing a gun. They say, "By God, that government tell me I'm going to wear it. I'm carrying my gun." I'm like, "Well, okay, all right, I get that. I'm okay with that." But what are you going to do when that young man or those two young men, those two 20, 25-year-old thugs come up here and decide to take that gun from you? What are you going to do? You're going to give them your gun. It's that simple. Whether you want to or not, that's what's going to happen. So when you get to a point, and I'm going to say that not that women are not competent. That's not the case at all. But if you are a little weaker, a little smaller, a little more insecure, man or woman, open carrying is just not for everybody. If you don't have the speed and awareness to block that attack, if you can't keep on your mind when you hand people money when you're standing in line at the convenience store to keep that gun blocked with your elbow all the time, every moment, all the time, then you should probably be carrying concealed. Now, this is not to say by any remote stretch of the imagination, but understand what I'm saying here. If you're a man and you're 5'2" and weigh 113 pounds and don't get out very much, spend most of your time behind a computer, I'm going to say that most guys like that probably shouldn't be carrying openly. I'm going to say that not all women are like Amy. Amy is absolutely, beyond any shadow of a doubt, the most aware and alert, cognizant woman that I have ever known in my life. I don't mind her carrying openly. Nothing gets by her. if you are not that way, you don't need to carry openly. Or you may too. Now, I don't even carry openly when I've told you this before. I don't even carry openly when I go to a theater for two reasons. It's just too hard to keep track of everybody in an environment where there's people that are rubbing shoulder to shoulder, you know, for 100 feet around you in every direction. I don't even carry openly. I think it's dumb. I think it's just too hard to keep track of everybody. The second reason is most of the theaters around here, none of the theaters around here have signs. Somebody, get enough people open carrying in there, something happens, somebody's going to put a sign up strictly because somebody was trying to make a political statement. And so that's two reasons that I don't carry in that type of environment, or I don't carry openly in that type of environment. And Doc, in a sense, you're right. As a purely practical matter, Doc thinks there's very little reason to open carry. Yeah, I agree. But is there a reason not to? There may not be a reason to do it, but is there a reason not to? There's a reason that I open carry a lot. I hate looking like a slob. I don't like untucking my shirt tail to conceal. I don't like wearing additional outer garments, a vest or jacket or something, especially in the summertime. I hate it. I will throw on a vest when I need to, just to run in somewhere that is either more appropriate or illegal for me to carry openly. I might throw a vest on for a little bit. But otherwise, I don't. I will carry concealed when I go to certain jurisdictions where I feel that it's prudent for me to do that and not cause any hubbub, if you know what I mean. Yeah, see, B2, that's exactly why I do stuff like that in that class. You're right. Now, I don't have any problem with how anybody wants to carry. I do have a problem with some of the people, like I said, that don't have the strength and awareness to protect it, that's the biggest reason. So let's go back to what started all this. Let's go back to the reason this company makes these fake guns. Okay, the reason that they're saying here is that people that want to appear to be armed but don't want to go through the hassle of one. Now that sentence right there is the stupidest part of this whole story. Now let me read you the sales pitch that this company. The company is called PCD. It was founded last year, not very long ago, by a Marine veteran. Served multiple combat tours in Iraq, other places around the world, based in Virginia Beach, Virginia. The sole purpose of these devices is to bridge the gap between hardcore everyday gun-toting enthusiasts and those who are less willing to have a firearm in their home. Okay, so far, this guy's dumber than a sack full of hammers. That's a stupid statement. The mission of PCD is to change how society treats one another. Could things be more peaceful if everyone knew that you might be carrying a weapon? Okay, there's something to ponder on. Yeah, there certainly. I think an armed society is a polite society. And, we'll pick this apart a little bit more in a minute. He says maybe. PCD seeks to explore a shift and change in the way we all treat one another. Okay, there's nothing wrong with that. These devices are for those who wish to feel protected but do not want the hassle of owning an actual firearm. You know, I'm having a hard time believing that a Marine would actually say that. They want to feel protected. Now, just what exactly... let's read some more of this. PCDs require no background check or permit since they are not actual firearms. Let me see this. All right. The store doesn't have your favorite ammunition in stock. Dumb statement. Want to wear in a parking lot and stow away in a purse once you've reached your destination and not fear a discharge? Don't want the fear of young children finding a loaded weapon by mistake? Give your unarmed security staff a more authoritative presence? Oh, good Lord. Shop owners concerned about robbery, knowing someone who could benefit from carrying a handgun but aren't safety conscious? Don't want to be approached by a criminal element? As you can see, the uses and possibilities are endless. Says you. Don't want to spend hundreds of dollars on something that may not be used? What if it would be used? The all-in-one-piece construction of these devices addresses all those hurdles while still allowing for the benefits of open carry. Personal carry decoys, that's what PCD stand for, personal carry decoys, or personal crime deterrents, are designed to provide a strong defensive posture to those who wear one and has the look of a live weapon. Remember, perceived carry is all about the perception that you are ready for business, and let's face it, perception is reality. Be intimidating, be protected. People who are considering this, which I'm thinking shouldn't be a whole lot of you, should be aware that analog weapons laws might apply to these things in many states. Let me get over here in my chat room and see how many people are rolling on the floor laughing here. Detinker, if I lived in Texas, if I lived in Georgia, I would be forced to make a decision. And I probably would not wear a vest. I would probably start wearing square-tailed shirts and have my shirt untucked. Or I would wear a tuckable holster. And it's a little slower. I'm not inclined to wear a tuckable holster very often unless I need deep, deep concealment. But not a big fan of that. If I lived in a place where I had to carry concealed to be legal, I would carry concealed. But otherwise, I still carry openly all the time. So let's look at some of the reasons here that this guy made these guns. You know, once upon a time, back when New Mexico had laws that you could not carry in places that sold alcohol, period. Buy the drink or packaged liquor. You could not carry in a super Walmart at one time in New Mexico. Permit or no permit, didn't make any difference. Openly or concealed, just couldn't do it. It was a fourth degree felony. So, I'm thinking, kind of along the lines that this guy is thinking, a little differently. I said, I've got a couple of reasons I want to do this. I took a model of a Glock 26, and we took a 3/8 inch, whatever it was, drill bit. I don't remember the exact size, and we drilled a hole back in there about the length of the what would be the barrel, you know, on this thing. This model was perfectly dimensionally identical to a Glock 26. And we super glued a single 9mm bullet down in the base of that about the length it would be in a real gun. And you could see it pretty plainly if you look down the barrel, I think. So I had several reasons that I wanted to test this. Now, the first thing that some of you are going to say, well, what if you get in a conflict with law enforcement with that? Well, what if you got in a confrontation with law enforcement with a real gun? It doesn't make any difference. You know, if it's in the holster, you're not doing anything with it, whether it's fake or real, either one. So that argument doesn't hold any water. I wanted to first. I was checking on the awareness of the staff and the people at Walmart. Jason and I went over there. I can't begin to tell you how many times. 150, 300, I don't know. Carrying this gun, this plastic gun. And we went over there to I'm looking at some of the chat room here. I went over there and these many, many times to see what the awareness level was of these people, and they would, nobody ever noticed it. And I was completely open with it. But the other thing I got to thinking about, now, instead of just saying it's stupid, think about it for a minute and see what you think. A lot of you have never seen me. Most of you have never seen me. But those of you that have, I'm, you know, according to some people, I'm rather imposing at 6'4" and 250 pounds. If someone were to pull a knife or a gun, either one, a weapon, in Walmart, either for a robbery or an assault or whatever, if someone with my demeanor or edge of the woods there is the only other one in the chat that I know, T-Dog, let's see, Northwest Heavy probably, look down through here. Where in the hell is Tampico Scout tonight anyway? What's up with that? But and he could do it. I've met him. If I were to come up on a situation like that and have nothing and be too far away to do it, to do anything, you know, hand to hand, without jeopardizing either myself or the victim, the whatever. Do I throw a can of green beans at him? What do you think would happen if this guy pulls a knife and I whoop that Glock 26 out that is black, looks real, bullet in the end of it, finger on the trigger, and tell this guy, get down on the ground! Drop the knife! Do you think he'd stand back there and look and walk a little closer and say, hey, yeah, I don't think that's a real gun? No, I don't think so. I think that with the right attitude, given no other choice, in a place where it's illegal to carry. Now, would somebody make a stink about that? Would the cops say, well, that was a stupid idea? Well, maybe they would. I don't care. If I kept that lady from getting stabbed, then I've done a wonderful thing. And I am perfectly okay with that. If I directed the assault to myself and away from that single mother and a couple of kids, I'm okay with that too. This is a decision that we all have to make. If you choose not to make that decision, that doesn't make you a coward. It doesn't make you a sissy. It does not make you not a sheepdog. But you know, not everyone would do that. I would do that. I am absolutely beyond any shadow of a doubt confident that I would do that. But do you think that, now I'm not condoning the use of these stupid guns. These guns are one-piece things that the guy is selling. You can't even draw it out if you did want to try to fake it. So I'm not doing that. I'm just giving you something to think about here. So do you think it would be Even if a guy had a gun, if you used the same tactic that you would use if you had a real gun. Now, I'm saying if you just didn't have a choice and you elected to do this as a last ditch effort, if you used the same attitude, the same voice commands, the same tactics with that fake gun that looks real with a bullet super glued in the end of it, what do you think would happen? Would you buy enough time for that lady to get away? Would you would the guy give up? Would he direct all your attention to you? Probably, at least momentarily. Do I think it's the greatest idea? Probably not. Certainly not for everybody. But I would do it. You know, there was some, before you think that this is too crazy of a notion here, the U.S. Army, this is a bit of 1911 trivia for you. The United States Army, probably back in the 20s and 30s, somewhere in there. I don't know how long they continued. No, it was the Navy. I'm sorry. It was not the Army. It was the Navy. And I don't know how long they continued to do it. I don't know for how many years. But get this. There were quite a number of absolute 100% fake plastic 1911s. Not A1s, the original 1911s. That's why I say it was probably 20s or 30s, somewhere in there. Because of a shortage of 1911s, because of the war and everything, the United States Navy had a lot of their, I forgot what they call them. Anyway, some kind of a guard carrying these fake 1911s for that very reason. It's the United States Army, Navy. It's the United States Navy. They've got the money to do it, but they couldn't buy them downtown. Why didn't they get a different kind of gun? I don't know. But they actually did. It's 1911 trivia for you. They actually did carry fake 1911s so that they would have the appearance of being armed. The T-Dog, you're right. You're absolutely right. That is taking a big risk. But it's a risk that I was willing to take. If I weigh, again, what am I about to say? If I weigh the risk versus the reward, it's a risk that I was willing to take, and I'm still willing to take it. Some thugs don't care if you're armed. Part of that would have to be my own perception of what was going on at my own discretion. I would have to decide, you know, this is stupid because if I pull that gun, he's going to shoot me. There's no question about it. I'm going to have to figure out something else. Okay, I get that. Certainly, when I say things like it, it doesn't mean that it's the best thing to do all the time or that I would do it regardless. But I think that it might have been the Shore Patrol, the Tinker. I'll have to go back and look that up and see. But Doc, yeah, you got a good point there. Certainly, I wouldn't use that in all situations. It's just dumb to even assume that you would. So I think that it would have to be a time when. The other thing is, what if these two guys, these two punk kids, come in with a Raven 25 in their pocket, and they're going in there intent on robbing, and they see me standing in line with that fake Glock in the holster. And I'm going to tell you, in the holster, you absolutely cannot tell that it's not real. Yes, there have been robberies and assaults averted because of someone open carrying that never even knew that they stopped a crime. So, like I said, risk versus reward. I would do it most of the time. If I felt that I was going to get killed for doing it or shot for doing it, then probably I wouldn't, unless I felt that it would take that attention away from from someone else, women and kids. For a man, it might be a little bit different. A man ought to be carrying his own gun. Of course, a woman should too, as far as that goes. But it's going to be pretty hard to make 300 million people believe that they should all be carrying a gun every day. But we're working on it. We're working as hard as we can on that. okay. Then, Doc, that convict there said he escaped prison by carving a gun out of a potato and dyeing it black with iodine. There you go. I rest my case. I have nothing else to add. It worked. Because if you dive out there at the top of your lungs and as loud as you can, and tell somebody to get down on the ground, and you know, did it buy him enough time to take a real gun from another guard? I'd guess that was probably an option there. And mountain shooter, good point. You're either a target or you're not. You're a target or you're a deterrent. I choose to be a deterrent. And I think with the right attitude, the right demeanor, that fake gun could actually work. A potato made out of, a gun made out of a potato worked for one guy. Well, all right, we're running over this a little bit. Still got lots of other stories to do. I got a very interesting opposed stories here that we're going to talk about tomorrow. I was going to try to get to it tonight, but I hope that not too many of you think that I'm a complete retard here for thinking that about the fake guns. I think this guy's idea to make these and the reason he's saying do it is completely, absolutely ignorant. The guns are not even, you can't even draw it out of the holster. How long is it going to take somebody to figure that out? I just think it's a bad idea. Carrying a fake gun is probably a bad idea 99% of the time. But in the instances that I was thinking, that I was talking about earlier, I am convinced that it would work for me. Maybe not for everybody. B2, that goes without saying. Of course you would. Everybody would rather have a real one than a fake one. But I'm not going to risk a fourth degree felony to carry a real gun into some place where I'm not allowed to. You know, we can stand around and holler, I will not comply all I want to, but I'm still not going to risk a fourth degree felony. I'm not going to jail and not see my kids and my wife anymore because of a political statement. I would do it if my life was at risk or someone else's. It's risk versus reward. I'm not going to risk dying. I'm not going to risk a family member dying or anybody, as far as that goes, to stay out of jail. But if I needed to, to address that and risk getting in trouble for it, yeah, I would. I'm not going to risk getting in trouble when there is no perceivable threat there of any kind. let's see. Let me see what Doc's going. About time for me to get out of here. I'm going to try to catch up on the chat room here after we close up shop here. And Doc, that is a point. But that would be something that would have to I think you would have to, if it's not written in the law somewhere, I think it would be pretty easy to beat. If there's nothing saying anything about fake guns or, you know, the perception of having a gun or whatever, I don't know if it would be a real big deal or not. I don't know. Maybe in some states. But anyway, we could go back and forth with this all night long. So, but that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. So, all that being said, I'm going to ease on out of here. If Amy can talk tomorrow, she will come join us. If not, I may go ahead and take her. Let's put it this way. Whether she does or I do, whether I may take her slot, there will be a show on at 9 o'clock Central tomorrow night. One or the other of us, or both of us, will be on it with our regularly scheduled programming. So there you have it. So, and with that, I will bid you adieu, and I will see you tomorrow night. Thanks for joining me.
Thanks for joining us for another edition of The Shooting Bench. Please join COPE Monday through Friday for the most politically incorrect firearms information show on talk radio.
Lead, follow, or get the hell out of the way. Ladies and gentlemen, it is time for you to decide who you are. Somebody should call them. Somebody should write a letter. Somebody should try and stop that. Somebody should do something. I challenge you to look in the mirror and tell me what you see. If there's somebody there, that would be you. It's time for you to do something. There is no doubt that the Constitution is hanging by a thread. It's not going to wait for us much longer.